It's through his live performances that so many people have been able to come to know the Saints through the productions of St. Luke Productions. Well, their founder, Leonardo DeFilippis, is at it again and ready to introduce a new film, Tolton, From Slave to Priest, The Story of a True American Hero. The movie is all completed. Now it's up to the rest of us to help get it distributed with St. Luke Productions. Good morning, Leonardo. You're joining us today with incredible news.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it's very exciting to finally be able to finish the film on Tolton, From Slave to Priest, which we've originally opened here in the Portland area, and then went on to Chicago, and then where it opened there at the DuSable Museum. And then now we're on the verge of, we just finished the website for Tolton, toltonmovie.com. And this is the first interview to announce that to our community, but to the country. So this is exciting to be able to talk to you.
Well, I'm very excited, and I'm so honored to be able to be with you today to make this incredible announcement. Again, this new movie has been completed. So, Leonardo, let's introduce it again to our community to just remind them about the original play. Why was it, of all of the saints, I mean, and we're talking thousands, really, that you could have chosen to be your next live performance, what was it about the life of Father Augustus Tolton that told St. Luke Productions that this was going to be your next feature?
Well, this is I'll try to make this short because it's a long involved story, but I was traveling doing Maximilian Kolbe in the Springfield Diocese, which is the original diocese where Father Tolton is from. And so anyway, I was performing, and after that, there was this, you know, white priest who was the pastor, and he looks at me at the end. We're sitting down and his rectory, and he says, "Here, I want you to do a play, consider doing a play on Father Tolton." And I'm looking at him and kind of going, "Well, how am I going to do that, Father? He's a black priest, you know, so how would I do that?" This, he kind of threw a curveball at me. So, well, late years, I took his book, I took the little picture of him, put it in my office, and, you know, just reflected upon him, et cetera. Then Cardinal George, if you remember, he was our archbishop here just for 11 months in Portland, and then went on to Chicago. Of course, he's passed, God bless him. But anyway, he went eventually to where Tolton was baptized as a slave. You have to remember, he was a slave, you know, during the Civil War, before the Civil War II. And anyway, he goes there and he celebrates Mass and everything and makes the announcement that he's going to start the canonization process of Father Tolton and says, "This is the most important thing I have ever done as a priest." When I heard that, I said, "What is this?" So I had been, here was the picture. I look at the picture of Father Tolton in my room. He has his beautiful eyes, et cetera. At that time, I was considering doing a play on Pope John Paul II, now Saint, and Fulton Sheen and a couple others. And I was going that way. I was getting encouragement, et cetera. And then finally, God spoke to me and said, "You're supposed to do Father Tolton." And I had no idea how to do it or anything. So that was 2015. And then it took us 2 years to find a black actor. And we persevered with the script and everything. And then the play took off and went for, gosh, almost 7 years all around the country, rich and poor. It was an incredible experience to be able to see it happen with a wonderful actor and a cast of characters in the play. And then we decided we're going to make a movie of this. And so that we made a movie version. It took us a long time because we're traveling, doing shows. I also have another movie we're doing, Heart of Mercy, which is even more involved on St. Faustina. But I said, we have to finish Tolton. And finally, we were able to put that to bed, so to speak. And we got it mastered for broadcast. And then we could make it ready for a theatrical release also, or streaming too. So anyway, that's kind of a long and short how it all happened.
And, you know, this is a very important, your play is kind of an important part of my career here at Mater Dei Radio, because Jim Coleman was one of the very first interviews I ever did. In fact, it may have been the first interview once I was hired on here at Mater Dei Radio, and I was able to have this interview. And several times over the years, Jim has come on. Tell us a little bit about this actor, because he brings such an incredible heart and spirit of Father Augustus to all of the plays that he has performed for you.
Well, he has been fantastic. I mean, literally, because he's traveled so many places to some very tough places, inner cities of Chicago and Detroit and New York and Philadelphia, et cetera, but also to all kinds of places, to our community a number of times, and to small parishes, you know, rich and poor, different Vietnamese parishes, Hispanic, et cetera. But he's been so faithful to Father Tolton. And I think the other thing that's really moved him about the story is also his mother, Mama Tolton, who is an inspiration, as it has been for in the Black culture. Sometimes the mother, the grandmother, has been the real, what would you say, steadfast strength and courage of the Black family. You know, fathers, you know, they've had a lot of troubles. And in this case, he really recognized that, and he, in his own mother, in his grandmother, and I think that really spurred him on. And he just, the message of Father Tolton just touched his heart. So he was so faithful to him, you know, inspiring. He would sometimes look at young boys after a show, because we did so much for schools and grade schools and high schools. And after, say, he'd go to a high school, and he'd look at some of those young men, and he'd point at them after, and he'd say, one of you could be a priest like Father Tolton. And, you know, and it would inspire young people. It inspired our own Archbishop Sample. He saw the play, and his one remark was how easy it was for me to go through seminary.
Wow.
Because we have to remember that, you know, back then, Black people were not allowed to be priests in any way in the United States of America, in the Catholic Church. So it was an Irish priest who had no institutional racism at the time. This is, you're talking right after the Civil War. And so he fought for him to become a priest. And he had, the only option he had was to send him to Rome. Of course, there's no prejudice in Rome. We've been having priests of every culture for 2,000 years. So then the bishop, the pope, sends him back to the enlightened country of America to see how America would respond to a Black priest. And so he was the first one to come back. And the hardships he had, but he broke a lot of ground and became, as I see it, and as the stories unfolds, he really is a true American hero, up there with a lot of our other American heroes. He's hidden, but his story is so powerful and so significant right now for our times.
No doubt. Leonardo DeFilippi is joining us today. A new movie from St. Luke Productions has been completed, Tolton, From Slave to Priest. You know, Leonardo, we talk about the saints who walk with us, and Father Augustus Tolton, on his way to sainthood, his cause has been open. Do you sense his hand working in your life and through the production team in helping you get this movie produced?
Absolutely. I feel his presence. I pray to him every day. I pray to him for my daughter, Ava. I pray for, you know, his inspiration and guidance, because he's always, his main thing is not glory to him, but glory to God alone. And so I think our efforts are just, we're creating an instrument for all of us to use. And that instrument is this saint, this future saint. And I think he is a saint. It's just as he hasn't been canonized yet, because he's so holy. He's one of the old, I mean, as a Black priest in the United States, he could become the first canonized priest, American-born priest. No one has ever been canonized yet in the United States. Yeah. And if he goes onward, he would be the first, he would be a Black man who becomes the first American canonized priest in the history of the United States. So it's exciting. How God works all this out, I don't know. That's all in God's hands. But we're going to make an effort to get him known and loved. And this movie is just that instrument that all of us, all you listeners, that you can get behind this and bring a lot of good. You know, Portland is known for a lot of issues and problems.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Sure.
And, And even related to whatever, George Floyd and all the other things happening. But Tolton is kind of an example of the solution to our times through the witness that he does to Jesus Christ and his Blessed Mother, both of whom he had a great devotion and veneration to.
And no doubt through your work with St. Luke Productions, Leonardo, that you have done your part to be able to get his name known to many, many people across the country. Leonardo DeFilippis is with us today. It's always a great morning when you join us. I need to know more about the film and what all of us can do who are listening to help you get this into theaters across the country and around the world. I am against my break, so please stay with me through the break, so we can continue in the next half hour. And I'm back this morning. Our good friend Leonardo DeFilippis is joining us. We're talking today about an incredible opportunity for the whole community to support St. Luke Productions in the release of their new film, Tolton, From Slave to Priest. Leonardo, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Brenda, and all your listeners of Modern Day Radio.
So for many of us, we just find it amazing that not only were you able to put together all of these live performances of the lives of the saints, you have this incredible movie now, Tolton. Just kind of give us a little bit of a preview about what this movie looks like, maybe compared to those of us who have seen the live performance.
Well, it'll be very interesting because it's actually the filming of the play, yet we do it with multimedia. So in other words, it's kind of a combination of watching a play, but also you seem as if it's a cinematic movie. So it's an unusual format. But what we did is in our studio, we here locally in our big community here in the Portland, Vancouver area, we created an incredible set like you would in a Broadway kind of situation. And then we have this big screen in the background, which is a green screen. And then that creates all the other characters to come alive with backgrounds historically from, from that period in the Civil War and post-Civil War and in, the different parts of the Midwest and in Rome and wherever he went. So it has incredible performances by these. I'm just amazed. It's like a miracle. How did I find all these actors, who did all these roles? They're all incredible. And I think what's unique about it compared to, say, a feature film that you would see, what you'll see is a feature film has to show things, visually so much. Ours will be visual, but the message of the story will come out more than a movie sometimes because you'll listen to actually his words rather than just watching him go through something. You'll hear the other people, the other characters. So it's such a mixture of, I think what's powerful is it also has scripture intertwined into it, which was part of his life. So it has, remember when you bring in scripture, that is not normal language or just written words. It has the presence of God himself in it. So when we watch this movie, God's going to be present in it just because it's also from his very word. So in his own quotes. So that's why it kind of elevates it. So it's exciting to see this. It was so much work to put it together, primarily the backgrounds. We had to create, the backgrounds of the rectories, that time, the environments, the Mississippi River, all kinds of things we had to do in order to get this. So it took lots of trial and error to get kind of an artistic background for this. But I'm really excited about having the website finally completed because that's what's important for everyone to get involved in. I want people to go to that website and explore it, TolltonMovie.com.
Yeah, that is the website, Tolton, Tolton, movie.com. I'll be sure to include that link so on today's podcast you can get right to that. Well, with every big endeavor, Leonardo, I'm sure you are aware that there are forces and the devil does not want Father Augustus Tolton's name to be spoken. Were there challenges that you really had to persevere against to ensure that this movie was done in the way that you saw it to be?
Oh, absolutely. There's been so much. If you were to say a lot of opposition, a lot of trials, obstacles to, it was a battle to even get the play to go places, you know, in certain places. So, you know, you think everyone would want to see the Saints in the church. Well, that's not always true, you know, but it was a healing thing eventually when it came to so many places. But I did, you know, even the movie had opposition, meaning a personal opposition for me. I had to work so many hours dedicated and so much time. And I thought that this will never happen. It's not going to get done. Cause it's a very technical thing we're doing. It's not like I went back to and filmed in Missouri and in Illinois. I couldn't really do that with our circumstances. So I just said, let's take this play and make it as beautiful. Make it, as Mother Teresa would say, make something beautiful for God. Mm-hmm. Do it for him. And so then if you do that with that mindset, then it's going to be beautiful for everyone else. So we just have, you know, money problems. I mean, you have to remember, all our work, be it the plays or the films we do, are all done by the people. Just like Modern Day Radio with, you know, helping with Share-a-thons and everybody else who helps, you know, we have to raise the money to keep the you know, the radio station going and all the ventures and things, new programs, et cetera. And that's the same with us. We wouldn't exist. So it's really it's a sacrifice, you know, and I always think of Jesus says to St. Faustina, nothing happens without sacrifice. Well, you know, if you have a baby, you know that. You have children.
Oh, sure.
It took sacrifice to have that happen. And this is almost like if you were to say, you know, we had the labor pains and we had until the baby was born, so to speak. Oh. And Tolton is finally born. And now we have to let him live and breathe and get out there into the world, to our hurting world, our wounded world, our broken world.
Well, the saying goes, if it were easy, then everybody would do it. But God decided that it was St. Luke Productions who he would go through to be able to get this message of Father Augustus Tolton out to the world. So, Leonardo, just as this local community here in the Portland and Vancouver area were there to witness the first play, we want to be there to witness the first showing of this film. So what, now that the movie is complete, what is it going to take to get it out so that way people can see it in theaters?
Well, I think, first of all, and I'm so grateful to Modern Day Radio for doing this, is that we promote the website, toltonmovie.com. Like you said, T-O-L-T-O-N movie.com. And it'll come up and explore that website very carefully. There's different levels to it. But the main thing, as you go down, there's the trailer and I have a message to all the people why this is important. Watch the videos. But at the very bottom in the first homepage, you'll see support the Tolton movie. So definitely try to, if you can, help us to make that happen. And then the last part of it is, to, if you want to see it, start signing up on the website so we can start seeing how many people are interested in the Portland, Vancouver metro area and throughout the other places where Modern Day Radio is going, because it doesn't have to be limited just to Portland or Vancouver. So if they start signing up and we start to see, aha, they're interested here, you know, to get behind this, then we can start thinking about what theaters we can bring it to for the future when we do a more of a national release. And that would be really cool, so we can bring the church together, all the different cultures, all our parishes together. And maybe it's not just one screening. It could be more if we can really get the support of the people, where we can get the archbishop to come and different clergy and make it a community. As I'm telling, I just got off the phone with heads of some of the Black Catholic leaders in the country. And I said, why do we want to get it to the theaters? To make it kind of a celebratory experience. So it brings community. We don't need to just always, it's going to eventually go streaming and go to probably television and you can watch it on your phone and all that stuff, but that's all individual. We want to bring people together. Mm-hmm. We want to bring a community so we can celebrate, we can rejoice in God's saints. We can rejoice in our Catholic faith. We can be proud of what our people have had to go through, our predecessors, you know, before us. and then they can inspire us. And we could reach out to people who are hurting, people who maybe don't agree or have been wounded by the church in any way, because so was Father Tolton. He was wounded too, significantly wounded, but he never lost faith in the Catholic Church because he saw it as the beacon of light. Because why? Because the Catholic Church is Jesus Christ himself. Mm-hmm. That's what we forget. It's not an institution, it's a person. And so Father Tolton never forgot that, even though the institution itself hurt him. You know, so I think if people sign up and they get involved, get excited, share it with everyone you can, we can make this grow. And who knows? It would be wonderful to see Portland, Vancouver, and our whole Monterey Day Radio outreach become one of the largest in the country. It would be. And plus, we're local. We've been working in the archdiocese,
yes,
and the other dioceses for 45 years. So, you know, that would be exciting to say, hey, you know, we're not going to be, you know, Providence except in his own country. Well, maybe we could change that around a little bit.
I love it. Well, Leonardo, what I do know for sure is God knows the time and the place when Tolton will be seen on the big screen. And all of us that are listening, well, we just got to do our part to get there, whatever time that may be. So please, for our listeners, go to ToltonMovie.com and sign up to get all of those updates. And Leonardo, as always, such a pleasure and a joy to be with you this morning. Thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, and God bless you, and God bless all your listeners. We're praying for you.
Oh, and we will pray for you too as well. Again, that is Leonardo DeFilippis. The movie is Tolton, From Slave to Priest. I will be sure to include the link that Leonardo was talking about. That'll get you right to the movie webpage. And you'll find that link also on the podcast of today's interview at materdayradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.